Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Good day and a warm welcome to everyone. Today in studio with us, we have Carlotta Figaro, Director of Love Life Now Foundation. So lovely to have you with us, Ms. Figaro. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. So can you tell us a bit about yourself and your role within the Love Life Now Foundation?
But as a domestic violence survivor, I am now using my experience as somebody who has had bad experience, 9 years of abuse. And I know what it feels like to be abused, to be beaten, to have nowhere to go, to want to leave and have nowhere to leave, to be able to go on, to be the person on the ground to help persons who are in need of assistance to get out of such relationships. Because as we see every day, persons are dying in the homes that they are supposed to be loved. You know, the place that they are supposed to call home they meet their demise. So this is the reason why the education needs to be there, so that they would know that they are not alone. There are persons who are here and willing to assist them. So this is why I was, you know, when I was approached by Laverne, I had no problem at all doing it. But what we are asking, we need support. We can't do it alone. Laverne has been carrying the Caribbean operation so far, and it is hard, you know, because we get calls like every day where people, and it is because we have been putting the word out there that, you know, silence hides violence. Violence thrives in silence. So when you sit in and you stay quiet, you are allowing this perpetrator to think, or your abuser to think that, okay, she have nowhere to go. I have the upper hand on her. I could do whatever I want with her. And they do whatever to the point where they keep going, and don't realize when they go a little too far. And when they go a little too far, it could cost a woman her life, and it is happening way too much. We see way too much of it. Yeah. Yes. And what I would like to do, if I am permitted, to just play just a couple, like about a minute of some of the appeals that we get on a daily basis that is now, you know, sort of getting a little stressful, because we are appealing for assistance and there's no assistance. Because I know that there are Jamaicans, Trinidadians in America, in Canada, in Jamaica, who could reach out, even if it's $500 Jamaican. It would help everything, every cent. They say drop by drop is fill the bucket. And these are the calls on a daily basis. And if I don't turn to Laverne, then there's nobody else to help. All right, so just let me play just a couple seconds, which would show exactly what Laverne is saying. This person, the person that she's with, he is the sole breadwinner. And because he knows that, he's taken full advantage of it by constantly abusing this woman, the mother of his children, physically and mentally.
I'm just sick and tired of the situation. And the reason why you see you can have a certain advantage over me is because in most, I am not working, and then you have to say you is a breadwinner of family, because you pay the rent, the light and the internet bill, provide food, diet, yes, so him have the edge over me. And to be honest, that's all he provides for me is food and shelter, nothing more. But to be honest, we just want a way of escape of not of the streets. And then again, because in most of them, I have nowhere to go, even if my left foot has ear, whatever accuse me, like whatever threaten me, whatever, listen, I call it spamming. Definitely for temples. But to be honest, I don't know, is a sweet point where my cup is overflow. I'm just sick and tired of it. I'm just sick and tired that it is only let alone no. I'm sick and tired of it. And it's not only physical abuse, verbal abuse, calling me all sorts of names and calling things because think, he's a married man, right? And make you understand, say, it's same way, you could beat up your wife, same other night way, in same until you stay, right? But now, their characters spring if they can have a tree, the wood of them are telling you, because whenever I meet a girl, they go report on him, right? Right, so me just sick and tired of it. Now I'm going to say my kids come see and start and be with me. How is that going to be healthy? We're just sick and tired of it. And you just kind of have a stress, you just kind of have a effect on my mental health because in my district, everybody knows me as a quiet person, right? Everybody knows I am a quiet person in our district, and somebody who not really talking, right? And what about now? If us in our district, but in relationship, everybody can tell us, oh, once I beat the girl and disrespect her, we just sick and tired of it. In this argument, your name Ina, in fact, call me, when you're disagreeing, you start disrespect me, right? You can't disrespect me. Last night, me even I disrespect me
This is
even.
just part of
Tell me, say.
this is just one of the
I
complaints that we get on a daily basis. I just wanted to share it with you all so you all could see exactly what we're dealing with on the ground. Last week we also had an incident with a 17-year-old who was beaten. She was beaten to the point where guy kick her in her belly, and when she fell, he stomped on her belly and she ended up in the hospital. All right, at the age of 17, because she was having his second child and he didn't want it. So, we just want people to know this is the reason why we're here. I think some people would think that, why are you doing this? Why you don't go back home? Why are you in Jamaica, fighting with these kind of cases? It's not safe. But for me, it is what I am called to do.
Well, how can members of the community get involved or contribute to the foundation's efforts?
Okay, members of the community can contribute by making, if they want to donate toiletries, sanitary napkins, soap. If you want to contribute up to 500 Jamaican dollars or even 100 Jamaican dollars, what we would do, I will put my number out there, make available places where they could drop off the donation, and it would help us to be able to more help persons. Because we also provide a get safe fund. There is minimum shelter. So when I have to try to get a victim out and get them into a shelter, it is impossible and very frustrating for me because then I feel like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because you know what it is, a victim call you crying. They were just beaten and there's nowhere to put them. They have no family that they could run to. My job is to get them into a shelter, and there's none that has space that could accommodate them. So I'm constantly banging a door that I'm not opening. So what we would have liked to do is to rent a house. If we could get a house in Jamaica, that would cost us like about 300 or 400 US dollars a month in rent. Let's say five. And we could outfit that house so at least they have a transition home. So that when they could, when while they're at our place and we get a space at the national shelters, we could move them into the national shelters and still have room to take somebody else. That 17-year-old who was beaten, she came out of the hospital, went back home, and then I got a call the next morning saying, Lord God, will you come and help this girl? because we I don't want her to die here. All right. The woman told me that that girl was beaten all night until 4 o'clock in the morning. And I had to explain to her, you do not want to end up like me. My mommy died when I was 2. So if you die and leave your son, who is 1 year old, what would become of him? Because when a child have no mother, nobody cares. She becomes, or he becomes, everybody's go-for person, the punching bag for everybody. So you want to live to see your child get bigger. You don't want to leave him to suffer like I suffered as a motherless child. And that is when she broke down and started to cry, because at first she was so scared of him. She said, miss, nothing will go so. Eventually she confessed and she said, yes, she wants to go, but she have nowhere to go. And they are waiting for me to find somewhere to go. And I am waiting to find some. And it becomes frustrating. And without help, locally, when you send a letter, they would listen to you. And when you try to call back, they don't answer. Certain places that I go, they say, domestic violence, I feel we culture that. But it could never be a culture where women are dying in their homes and leaving their children to suffer. Because this is what happens to our children when we are not around. Our children become victims and they suffer. Victims of child abuse, victims of molestation, and victims of all different types of verbal abuse. So we want our women to live comfortable, to maintain their sanity. Because in this particular recording that I just played, this woman went on to say right now she just feels to kill herself because she don't know what else to do. You know, we need the help. We need the help in order to be able to help others, you know. I can be reached on 876-824-6470 or 876-447-7987. All right, that number again is 876-447-7987. Oh, we need any assistance, any. Or in the U.S., if somebody would like to make a donation via Cash App, we had someone out there. We have a Cash App account number out there, and that number is 718-496-9633. All right, so monetary contribution will go a long way towards our Get Safe Fund, because when somebody have to flee, so let's say a victim have a family member in Montego Bay and they're living in Clarendon, I could provide them with enough, a Get Safe package, all right, one of our care packages, so that they have the essential supplies to travel and also finances so that they could travel between Clarendon and go to safety at a family member in Montego Bay or Portmore, or if they want to go to St. James, they don't have to stay where they are. And we don't advise victims to go to their mother's house or to anywhere that the victim could find them, because they are putting themselves at risk as well as putting their family at risk, their mom at risk. You know, so we always advise them to go to somewhere that the victim doesn't know where you are or how to find you. So if they have family or if they have a friend who could put them up in another parish, we do provide care packages for that for that journey, as well as finances to get them from point A to point B. If it's a U.S. citizen in Jamaica, Love Life Now has a Get Safe Fund where we get the U.S. citizen out of that situation and get them back home. We do the same for Canadian citizens. Love Life Now will purchase a ticket and get them out of that domestic violence situation back to their home.
Thank you so much.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.